Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. 11 post-lockdown opportunities, plus a couple of bonuses you'll love at the end. So we are coming into a world of opportunity. It is going to be probably Darwinian survival of the fittest. I walk down my high street in Peterborough most days. I like to walk around the 142 units my business partner and I are converting. 1 in 3 retail units empty, closing down, completely gone. The biggest department store in the whole of our city is not opening after lockdown. And these are the blood on the streets reality of COVID and the year of lockdown. It's almost a year anniversary. And I want you to take that seriously and give you this warning that if you don't seize opportunities, if you don't go out and hunt for them instead of waiting for them to come to you, then it could be a hard post-lockdown time. I do think we're going to see people grab great opportunities. I've got e-commerce, online digital courses, correction in property prices, buying businesses. These are all things I'm going to discuss in this episode. These are great opportunities. Unfortunately, these are the blood on the streets of what's been happening. So I say this to you as a fair warning. Make sure that you see this as the most important year of your life. Make sure that you see this as a great upside potential. Don't listen to the media fear. Leverage, hopefully, the hype and excitement of everyone going back out and shopping and dining and spending. There's billions of pounds latently built up in people's bank accounts from when they've not been able to travel. So don't let anyone tell you that, oh, there are no opportunities out there. No one's got any money, because that isn't true. Tourism and travel should open again. So that's good to leave the country and good to come in the country. So let me get in then, the 11 post-lockdown opportunities I see in my world. Of course, there's probably many more. If you want to share any more, come and join the Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group. There's 20-odd thousand of my podcast listeners in that Facebook group, and come and share yours. So the first one is e-commerce. Human beings are millions of years old, and we have been evolving and creating tools for hundreds of thousands of years. And possibly one of our newest tools is the internet. And the internet is not much more than 30 years old. So e-commerce is right at the start of its evolution. The internet is right at the start of its evolution. Look how quickly currency and money has evolved online. I mean, you had cryptocurrencies that came out, and then you're having all these ICOs, and now you're having NFTs. And I might have a bit of news for you about my own currency, my own coin, but I'll keep that to myself for now. But currency is evolving quickly because of the speed of information transfer at the speed of light through fiber optics. So the big engine right now on the internet is e-commerce. And Jeff Bezos did all right, didn't he, out of this lockdown? I wonder if he started and sent the virus off. All these conspiracy theorists, you got it wrong. It was Jeff Bezos. He owns the world. But yeah, e-commerce is huge right now, whether it's Amazon or the evolution into Shopify or the evolution into Etsy. But I know that, I interviewed Ben Francis on one of my episodes, the founder of Gymshark. They absolutely kill it on Shopify. Hundreds of millions of pounds worth of sales, I believe. So are you on e-commerce? Do you have products and services online? Are you leveraging Amazon, Shopify, Etsy, or even, which a lot of more modern e-commerce business entrepreneurs are doing now, creating your own platform, having your own way to take bookings and sales online. Because then you don't have the issues of someone else owning and controlling your data, the Cambridge Analytica scandal, you know, the Amazon power plays. If you have your own platform, then driving traffic towards that, you don't pay the margin, you don't get shoved out of the game. That's someone's kind of got it right. I'm not going to show. I'm going to flash it up. Oh, did you just see that? Oh, no, you didn't. The second thing then, opportunities post-lockdown of my 11, online information. Now, again, these two aren't new. They're just exaggerated and the opportunity is inflated for you post-lockdown. Anything that can be done from home is likely to scale post-lockdown, because even if we're out of lockdown, there are people who believe we'll be back in it. And we have been warned by the government that we might be back in it. So we've got to prepare for that. But also, it might have just changed the way we think about things. I've got the hybrid model coming up. I've got the global workforce model coming up in this episode. Online digital courses, online mentoring, online masterminding, Zoom, GoToWebinar. Delivering your products and services and turning it into information and delivering it globally. We were disrupted in the lockdown, our training companies. They're just two of my companies, but they're two important companies in my portfolio. And we were doing 850 training days a year, and then bang, we're doing zero. And honestly, I shouldn't have waited for a pandemic to disrupt me. I mean, didn't know it was going to happen, but I shouldn't have waited that long to put the main platforms and training courses that I have, I shouldn't have waited so long to have them deliverable online and have them scale globally. And actually now we are a global training company. My stats on our customers, on my downloads of my podcast, et cetera, it was always 95% UK, 3% America, 2% all the other countries. And now it's 90%, then 85%, then 80% UK. So if you're not leveraging information into online courses, and if you're not taking what you know and training people in the form of mentorships and masterminds, et cetera, you are missing the information age. And it has just gone to probably 3.0 since the lockdown. Now, by the way, I think this is two-way. As a producer like me who creates content, you know, we have an eight-figure a year training company. And now most of that, well, in the lockdown, all of that has been delivered online. So we are more than £10 million a year training company, all online, when a year ago we were none online. And we're a producer. But also now I'm consuming a lot more courses as a consumer, as a student online. And I'm sure you are too. And what the perfect time now, if you wanted a career change, if you wanted to go from employee to entrepreneur, if you wanted to reinvent yourself, start a new career, do something different, learn something new, you can do it now, and you can learn in any country. You can learn from home. You can access the information on your phone and go for walks and listen to the audio versions or log in online and watch the video courses. Many of these now are gamified, you know, where you get certificates at the end and qualifications, and, you know, you go through different levels and make sure that you consume it properly without overwhelm. The technology for online training now is great. So as a consumer and a chance to reskill, as well as a producer like me.
If you love to travel like me and you understand the power in escaping the money for time exchange trap, but you just don't know how to do it, then building an Airbnb consultancy business could be exactly what you have been looking for. Right now in the UK, there is a completely untapped opportunity through helping struggling Airbnb hosts by turning around their underperforming properties and generating you huge commission payments in the process. We are going to teach you all of the tools and all of the techniques that we've learned over the last 5 years through building our very own multiple six-figure Airbnb business, arming you with everything that you need to swoop in and save the day. Minimal startup costs, zero risk, and almost unlimited potential. Sound good? Welcome to the Airbnb Consultant. Contact us through any of the channels included in the studio notes to get the conversation started.
The third thing you can do post-lockdown is become a consultant. Businesses are going to struggle. Do you have any business experience? Could you be a turnaround consultant? Could you consult for people in social media or marketing, or give them some kind of personal development or mindset guidance? Because I think a lot of that is going to be needed post-lockdown. So obviously, you can't polish a turd, as we say in the UK. So if you've never turned around a business and you've never actually built one, don't go and teach something you don't know. Just caveat disclaimer, you should know that already. But on the other side of that, I know there's things you know that you don't honor yourself for. I know the skills and talents you've got. There's a guy who teaches piano playing online, absolutely killing it. There's someone who teaches fishing online, absolutely killing it. Okay, is that three? Number four is buying businesses. Businesses, it's blood on the streets. There's hairdressers, you know, there's restaurants, there's shops, there's, you know, nurseries and childcare centers wiped out. And that's just the surface that we're scratching. What about when all the VAT and the tax and all the loan holidays, what about when they're over and that all has to get paid back? You know, I pray for the small business owner. You got to hustle your way out of it. But let's be honest, there's going to be a lot of blood on the streets. Care homes maybe as well, as Gamayel has just said. So that is an opportunity. From chaos comes order. That we're always moving between chaos and order. Something births and something dies. Something grows and something decays. That is natural evolution. So maybe you can buy businesses in your sphere, in your niche. Maybe you could do vendor finance with the previous owner, not even have to put any capital in. You come in, you turn it around, you get like, you pay them in monthly installments. Yeah, it's a big opportunity. And I have a mentor that's helping me with this. We're looking for letting agencies and training companies. If you know any, message me at rob@robmore.com or message me in the Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group, because we're in the game. I bought in the last recession a training company for £5,000. It was a mess. We turned it around. And in 2011, that company did 11 million top line gross revenue. We bought a letting agency. I think we've bought three companies, but I want to buy a lot more. Also, if your growth is stagnant, or you're finding organic or paid ads growth hard because you've hit a ceiling because you're quite mature in your market, a great way to grow exponentially is through acquisition. Okay, next then. I know I've been saying this for a little while, and I'm going to be right in the end, but property prices are going to fall. They are going to fall. How can they not fall? It's just constipated at the moment. There's one big constipation in the market. Some strange things have happened. You know, obviously, some things like furloughing and delaying stamp duty, etc. This has delayed what is ultimately the inevitable. This is going to cost billions, this lockdown, and it is going to be manifest in property prices, I believe. I think they will come down. I don't know when. To be fair to myself, I never said I knew when. And I did think it would happen by now, but I also thought we'd be out of lockdown by now. But property prices, they have to correct, I believe. So you want to be ready. Don't wait for them to correct. You could miss the slide if there is one. You need to be ready. Get out and do viewings. Get on all the property forums. Get yourself ready. Line up a few people who've got some money and get them ready to take advantage, because this could be like 2008. Now, 2008 was a scary at first when there was a recession, but man, there were great buying opportunities. We got the biggest discounts. We got the best prices and the cheapest properties in 2008. And could 2021 or 22 or 23 be like that all over again? Well, let's be honest, in the cycles, that's kind of 15 years, isn't it? That's pushing that time frame that you'd normally expect. Okay, next then, health and fitness. I mean, this is huge, isn't it? How many people are going to be lethargic, overweight, dying to get back out into the gym, do some exercise, breathe the fresh air perfectly in summertime? Now, I know some people adapted and did the home-based workouts, but I don't know how much money they were able to make out of that. But there is going to be big opportunities in the health and fitness space. It's not my area, although as you can see, I'm a Greek statue chiseled. Yeah, all right, maybe not, but huge opportunity. Graham has said he's reading my book, Money, and loving it. Thank you very much, Graham, for tuning in. And Anna said she's just ordered my book, Opportunity. Thank you very much, Anna. This is a great opportunity post-lockdown to grab my book, Opportunity. Now, this is the last day for the book launch bonuses. But if you're listening to the audio or watching the replay, I'll make sure that you still get that day even if it's a bit after, because I've just said to you, this is the last day. But if you go to robsbook.club, that's robsbook.club, you can get my brand new book, Opportunity. Do you know what? There are hundreds of thousands of personal development and mindset and business books. Do you know how many books there are on opportunity? One. So I found a niche. I found a niche that no one else is in. And now there are two. So you take the opportunity, go to robsbook.club, grab the opportunity. Renee, thank you for getting the book. Anne's already halfway through and it only came out today. She says it's brilliant. Thank you very much, Anne. I'm very, very grateful. Now, I've got some beautiful bonuses there. I'm doing an opportunity summit, ideas into income. I'm negotiating with a billionaire to be a keynote speaker. A friend of mine has just sold his company for $200 million and got 75% of it in cash. We're talking about him coming to the live part because we're doing live and live stream, depending on where you are in the world. But if you're in the UK, 20 people are going to be able to get a lunch with us if he agrees to that. So, I've got some amazing bonuses there. Some masterclass courses from my friends in the UK Mod Squad on Clubhouse that they have charged their clients up to £2,000 for. These are all the bonuses you could get going to robsbook.club. It's also available on audio, on Audible. So you can get it there as well, because that only came out today. Before that, it was only paperback. All right. Wow. Someone's already finished it on audio. What a book. Wow. Start now, get perfect later. When all is said and done, more is said than done. Talk does not cook rice. And someone's already finished it. You are a legend. Thank you very much. Gamal wants to be in for the lunch. I'll let you know if you're one of the first 20. I haven't got the numbers because it's all been wild. And I've been on Facebook all week promoting it. Sorry, on Clubhouse all week promoting it. All right, well, we got next in the hybrid model of online and face-to-face. So before the lockdown, many of us were only doing face-to-face. I was doing face-to-face events. I wasn't doing online events. Many of you in retail or physical products, you were only doing face-to-face or physical. And then in lockdown, you were only doing online. Well, now there's the opportunity to be the hybrid, to incorporate both. And I think that is the future. I want to say a what's up to Ben, who's listening to my audiobook opportunity in Huddersfield. Thank you very much. You're a legend. All right. Natasha says she's hearing so many great things about my book opportunity and opportunities in Clubhouse. Thank you very much. Mwah, you're legends. All right. So if you are physical, you can and you pivoted to online, now you can be both. Be the hybrid model. If you were online, now you can create physical. Now we're coming out of lockdown and everyone wants experiences and human touch and connections, etc. Libby's just said the hybrid model is going to go bonkers in the private healthcare sector. You could do some from home as some face-to-face, some online as well as face-to-face. Mary's just ordered my book. Thank you very much, Mary. You are very kind. Right. Next then is the workforce is now global and the workforce is now online and the working from home is now a normal thing. You can get commission only salespeople. Your workforce is now the globe instead of just your town or city. The world has changed. Embrace it. So we're a hybrid workforce now. We have our bookings team and our sales team and our marketing team in-house, but all of our VAs and outsourcers and our we have remote sales team out of house. And now we're going to be both, which means we don't have to. We've got pretty much 100 staff across three companies that share one of our main office buildings, and we're busting out of that place. And we need a new office. But if we have a remote and hybrid workforce, we can stay in that office longer, which means we don't have to spend a few million buying a new office. So global workforce, hybrid workforce model, new opportunity for you. Now, if you'd have said to me before the lockdown, Rob, would you hire people remotely? Other than my VAs, no. Absolutely not, because I don't know that they can be managed properly. How do you have proper onboarding? Are they really going to get their work done? Can you get that culture and team spirit? Well, the world has changed now and it's possible and it's been proven through necessity. Necessity is the mother of invention. Mary, thank you very much for buying my book. You're an absolute legend. I want to thank you so much. It's at robsbook.club. Bonuses end after launch day. So make sure you go. You can get it on Audible as well as paperback. I've got three paperback book bonus. I think you'll love them. All right. The next thing then, what are we on? 9? Leverage social media now. I mean, look, social media is not new, but it seems like every month this Clubhouse, this Instagram Reels, of course, TikTok's the But it's not even the new phenomenon now, is it? Because of, 1 second, let me just have a quick sip of water. Because of Reels that have come out and Clubhouse that's come out. So it's like TikTok is the old one now. Embrace social media. Be on all the platforms. Repurpose your content across multiple platforms, like I am now. I'm going live on YouTube, LinkedIn, Disruptive Entrepreneur Community, Progressive Property Community, my Facebook profile and my Facebook page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces of content in one. I'm recording this episode for the Disruptive Entrepreneur. That's 7 pieces of content in one. If there's some good bits in there, my team might take them out for TikToks or Reels or Stories. So repurposing content means instead of just going onto my podcast or just going to my Facebook page, I can now also go to LinkedIn and to YouTube and hopefully Instagram in the future and leverage more social media channels. Let me know in the comments which social media channel you're watching this from. Are you in the Disruptive Entrepreneur group? Do you follow me on YouTube, LinkedIn? Are you on my Facebook page? Let me know. And thanks for following my work. I think you are awesome. Okay, number 10 then is the agency model. So repurposing. We had someone communicate with us recently who we're testing. Said, hey, look, my company repurposes content. We take your existing videos and audios and we repurpose them into image quotes, video quotes, short form content for YouTube shorts and Instagram reels and TikToks and stories. That is the new business model. That influencers and creators and marketers, they need that more than ever because there's so many now social media channels. You know, media has been decentralized. 30 years ago, there were 4 media companies in the UK, give or take, owned by, you know, a few old white men. There was the BBC, there was Sky. And now that's all been disrupted. And there's podcasts and TikTok and LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And then there's stories and reels and and there's YouTube shorts and there's Pinterest and goodness knows whatever else. And the decentralization of media is only going to continue. So the opportunity for you to be a repurpose or a set up an agency, a social media agency, a content marketing agency, a video, an audio editing repurposing agency. This is massive. We may evolve into this space. We have a podcast agency. We have 120 clients who we, you know, host and syndicate and upload and edit and promote their podcasts for them. Again, email me at rob@robmore.com. If you'd like us to help you with that, I'll get you to talk to Tom, who's my head of innovation. He's been managing my agency there for 5 years. I never intended to have a podcast agency. I just started a podcast and he managed it for me. And then we built the agency around me because that's where the market went. That was the demand. That's how fast the market evolves. And this podcast agency has evolved into a video agency and then maybe even into a repurposing agency. So the times are changing fast and that brings great opportunity. So many different types of agency model that could be great. All right. And then the final one, human beings are going to want connection. They're going to want deeper relationships. I mean, man, if you produce condoms right now, you are going to kill it after the lockdown, I think. But anything that connects people, anything that, you know, like leisure, hopefully will come back. But it might be a perfect time to start. Do you know, there are more millionaires made in a recession than at any other time. If you go back through the cycles, you can track that. So if retail and leisure were hit, maybe post-lockdown, that might be an opportunity. But you've got to find the new problems and make sure that you talk to people. Get in Facebook groups in your niche and make sure that you find out what the new problems are for your existing and new clients. Don't go and build a massive building and, you know, set up a physical location just yet. Don't take the risk. But anything that makes people connect on a deeper level, relationships, collaborations, partnerships, I think that's going to be huge. So I've got one more thing to share with you as a little bonus, let me just summarize the content that I've covered for you. The 11 post-lockdown opportunities are e-commerce, online digital and information, turnaround consultant, buying distressed businesses, property prices probably falling and making a good investment, health and fitness revitalized, hybrid model of online and face-to-face or, you know, a physical product and online, global workforce and more outsourcing and a hybrid of a local and national workforce, local and global workforce, leveraging social media properly and repurposing all of your content, the agency model across many different industries and niches, especially online, and then connections and relationships. So please hit the share button if you're watching any of the live videos, if you think this content has been useful. Please do vote with your finger and hit the share button. Otherwise, how do I know if the content I'm giving you is right for you? The reach on some of the socials has been throttled. That's why I'm on Clubhouse a lot, because the reach is amazing. I've built 207,000 followers in under 90 days. But in some of the social channels, the reach is hard. So you hitting the share button helps me if you like my content and you think that it's good. If you listen to the podcast, sharing that on your socials, digging out the link if you think it's been useful. I want to make sure I inspire, motivate, educate, and kick your ass into making 2021 and 2022 post-lockdown, you know, not just a thrive time, but a thrive time. I won't even edit that out. Can't be bothered. Right. So final thing is being yourself, having the courage to be disliked, changing your career, really doing what you know you'd love, even if you're scared, even if you're not making masses of money out of it, or you don't think you can make masses of money out of it. Having the courage to be yourself, to show the world who you really are, because the universe has gifted you the biggest disruption since probably a war for you to evaluate what you really want to do and make a firm decision to do the one thing that's right for you, your passion into your profession, your vocation into your vacations. And now you just have to have the courage to do it and put yourself out there and go and get the attention of the marketplace and not be scared of the critics and the trolls and the haters. And I know my hair looks ridiculous and I know people are commenting on it. And I know I've pretty much basically got a mullet, but I couldn't give a shit. Because that does not define me. That is not who I am. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Hit the share button. Let me know in the comments if you found this useful. Remember to go to robsbook.club. Final chance to get your book launch day bonuses. Some of them I shared earlier. Rewind and go listen to them. It'll be worth going to check them out on the page. Audio version as well. Some people have finished already. Some people are reading. And it's launch day. So, you know, it's the quick and the dead. When all is said and done, more is said than done. So go get it at robsbook.club. Love you all. I'll see you on the other side. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.